This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There are a lot of non-food uses for U.S. soybeans. We'll have more from the United Soybean Board right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The livestock industry drives most of the demand for U.S. soybeans, but there are actually plenty of non-food opportunities for soybeans as well. Soybean protein can be used in many products, which opens the door for a myriad of different uses. United Soybean Board Director Rob Ewalt said that means soybeans can even be used in firefighting foam.
It is an amazing bit of research that has been done and developing, and now we're in the marketing stage when it comes to the firefighting foam. It takes the place of the PFAS or the forever chemicals that are in the current formulation for the foam, and makes it a safer alternative for our firemen, especially in Iowa. You know, we have a lot of volunteer firemen out there and trying to make it as safe as we can in an inherently dangerous occupation.
There is also a special polymer made from high oleic soybean oil that can be used in rubber, which means that soybeans can be used in everything from tires to shoes.
Whether it's in our shoes or in our tires, I mean, we're using it. As we walk around the Farm Progress Show, we're also seeing that high oleic oil gets used in some fashion as an adhesive in the asphalt. So we can do recycled asphalt now at a much cheaper rate and a more environmentally friendly way of doing it with using high oleic, a renewable oil.
For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org. Find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. Go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter while you're there. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your email inbox every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.